Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Trudy Jean Evans is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Trudy is the president of the Raven Group. She's the author of the Pied Piper Principle. She is one of our leadership experts in the Brain Trust, and she's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. And I'm not sure how many people call her Trudy Jean, but she says I can. Trudy Jean, welcome back to the show.
You're the one that started it. Good morning.
And What, it's right there on your book, Trudy Jean.
Well, you're right, and thank God for you making sure that it's known, because if you Google Trudy Jean Evans, you will find me on the front page of Google, and I give you credit for that.
Well, I do what I can, but it's a beautiful name. I love saying it.
Thank you very much.
Trudy Jean, let's talk about leadership. Now, I believe that more so than ever before, and as you know, I've been around a long time. I've seen a lot of different eras of management, and I came into the marketplace kind of at the end of the Industrial Revolution. I've gone through the digital age and now the information age, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's ever been a time in my knowledge that when leadership was more important to the success of an individual than now. And I mean, regardless of what you do, leadership is, to me, is the egg before the chicken of success. What do you think?
Well, you know, I agree with you, and I think that's probably what inspired me to start this book, The Kaleidoscope Leader. I started to really observe different types of leaders that I've worked with over the years, and I noticed that there's a trend that some of them fall into the solution-based leader, the leader that's always goal-oriented and bottom-line driven.
Mm-hmm.
I found out there were people...
That person worships at the throne of results.
That's all they want. That's all they care about. And they get results. But what they don't get sometimes is what the servant-centered leader does. The servant-centered mm-hmm. is based around people.
More likely to be a driver than a leader, though?
They care about individuals. They care about how are they going to hurt someone's feelings. They care if they have to downsize. It's painful for them.
Right.
I said, you know, I looked at process-driven leaders. Those are the leaders that like are very orderly and they think in terms of going from one step to another. Then I looked and I said, oh, well, you know what? There's also financially focused leaders. People that just drive for the forecast, analyzing mm-hmm. numbers. There's the visionary leader that looks out and says, what's the possibilities? They don't even understand limitations. And then the last one I said is the charismatic leader, that person that just has a magnetism. And I said, if you take the theory of a kaleidoscope, that it's a blend of multifacets of all different types of styles, and you blend that and you blend all six of these different types of leaders, you can come up with the ideal leader. And I think that all mm-hmm. leaders go in and out of these six, sometimes a little stronger in one than another, but I think when they blend them, then they come up with that kaleidoscope leader that has the ability to tap into their creativity, their knowledge, and give them different outcomes based on what they're faced with.
When I read what your ideas on kaleidoscope leader, and as I hear you now, I listen to you now, it reminds me of when I learned how to close. When I was being taught salesmanship mm-hmm. many decades mm-hmm. ago, there were 12 closes, or 13, there were 13 closes that we were taught, basic structured closes. And the goal, though, was to ultimately get to the point where when somebody says how many, you know, in those early days, you would ask each other, it was kind of a little bit of a joke, you'd say, how many closes do you have? Well, I've got three, or the other would say, I got six. That meant that they perfected that number of closes.
Right.
But the ultimate goal would be to the point where someone would say, how many closes do you have? And they would say, I don't know.
Well,
And that's what you're talking about is I'm not a servant leader. I'm not a charismatic leader. You want people to get to the point where they can at least feel that they're a kaleidoscope leader, meaning I use the leadership styles that I need at the time.
Exactly. And I said, they you're absolutely right. They go from one to the other to the other. And then what I did with the book is, as I outlined that, I said, what do I think the six beliefs of a kaleidoscope leader is? When you get to that point, what do you believe in? And I said, these are the six, and I'll go real fast. Put others first. They're committed, accountable, and highly responsive. They maintain an optimistic attitude. Pay attention to the details. Number five, inspire others. And the last one, they practice lifelong learning.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when you do all of those six, then you combine going in and out of the six different styles, and then you become someone that people really, again, back to my Pied Piper principle, people that want to be followed.
Some people listening might say, well, that's a lot of things to keep up with. Why don't I just be me? What do you think?
Well, I think you need to be me. I think everybody needs to be me. But I also always find it interesting to ask different leaders, what's your philosophy? What do you believe in? If I walked around with you for a week, what would I hear over and over and over? And I mm-hmm. always encourage every leader to find out, what does it mean to be me? What do you believe in? And I'm simply saying these six things: to put others first, to maintain an optimistic attitude, to pay attention to details, to be inspiring, mm-hmm. practice lifelong learning. Those are great things that I can't imagine any leader saying, I don't want to be one of those.
Mm-hmm. You know, when I look at your list of folks here, different styles, the solutions-based leader and the financial-based leader, both are probably highly technical, highly capable, highly accomplished. The charismatic leader might be very inspiring, but maybe, as the Texans say, all hat and no cattle. If you're
maybe.
only one or the other of these,
absolutely.
then that might not be good.
Absolutely.
But it is important, I think, to look at this list here and identify the people or the style that you are most likely to be like. And I think, don't you typically say, okay, you probably are most likely to be like two of these?
I think two or three, because they are even sometimes just one mostly, because I really started by watching entrepreneurs, and entrepreneurs are often solution-based.
Mm-hmm.
They can figure out how to fix something, and they
right.
fix it now. They don't teach other people how to fix it. They don't necessarily find out what
they're not good delegators, are they?
Absolutely, but boy, mm-hmm. they can fix something.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really the first one that started me really down the path of observing and studying other leaders and then coming up with the six, and you're absolutely right. That's why I said you'll have a tendency to be, in fact, every time I wrote about one of them, I had somebody in my mind that I was thinking, mm-hmm. oh, that's exactly who that is. He's
Folks,
a financially focused.
Think about which one of these six, and we're going to talk about this a little bit more in the next segment, which one of these six that you're most likely to be like, one or two, and then think about the others and say, okay, maybe I could use a little bit more of that. Of that aspect, I can see where there are times when I'm managing this person or that age group, that generation. We're going to take a quick break. Trudy Jean Evans is our guest. Her book is called The Pied Piper Principle. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.